Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2069. Integrating Mind and Body. Be present. Reduce Stress by Sam Russell with tinybuddha.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hello and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, of course, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Integrating Mind and Body. Be Present, Reduce Stress by Sam Russell with tinybuddha.com. Quote, "Don't let your mind bully your body into believing it must carry the burden of its worries." Astrid Alauda. I don't believe in the mind-body divide. I can see the gap between them, the one that we put there, but I have little faith in it. In the past month, I've learned that in order to live fully, we need to overcome that self-imposed gap. We all have different mental, emotional, and physical capacities. You could probably run a 5K race, but I'd struggle to even walk it. I know I can work through some of the most difficult decisions, like knowing when to end my pet's suffering, but you might find that extremely hard to come to terms with. The thing that we have in common, though, is that we all work at different levels, and whether we choose to believe it or not, our minds and bodies sit together with each of us. I took up yoga last month, and I love it. The benefits of getting out for an hour to relax are endless, and I've started taking the practice home with me to reap these benefits throughout my week. I'm headstrong, so I push myself a bit further than I should. Sometimes I go too far, and I exhaust myself, or I stretch beyond what my body can manage and end up with extra painful muscles for days. What's going on here? It's the gap between my mind and body. My mind drags my body places it doesn't want to go, and I feel sorry for it having to suffer that. I've been practicing a shoulder stand for a few weeks now. At first, it was nearly impossible to get my legs close to my chest without the posture collapsing, or should I say, me collapsing into a heap. I'd visualized the posture all the time in my head, so I should have been able to pull it off, no problem, but I couldn't. Why? My body, my back specifically, isn't strong enough yet to straighten and hold that posture. I can barely sit or stand up straight in my everyday life for long periods of time without getting fatigued. The muscles are underdeveloped, the ligaments and tendons not substantial enough to hold my bones steady. And all the while, my crazy mind is hurtling ahead saying, come on, let's go. In order for me to achieve the posture, I need to slow my mind down and train my body. Both need lessons in giving and receiving information about performing a shoulder stand. This can only be done through cooperative practice. It doesn't matter if you're practicing yoga, perseverance, or patience. You have to practice. You have to go through the motions, learning your limits as you do, and you have to experience it in both your mind and body. You're giving a speech, so you should speak those words out loud so you know what they sound like, so you know how to make adjustments. You're taking a driving test, so you have to attend the lessons and study the rules in order to drive safely and pass that test. Practice is realizing you can't control what you will experience by overthinking, overanalyzing, and forcing your will. You simply have to show up and be there in both mind and body, allowing for an integrated experience. When your body and mind aren't on the same page, you can end up hurting yourself, and you'll likely set yourself up for frustration, stress, and a persistent sense of disappointment with what is. Now when I perform a shoulder stand, my mind knows not to run away with itself and leave my body to struggle. My mind communicates with my spine and my muscles, and together, they ease their way, inch by inch, into the posture, but only as far as my body can manage. As my mind has learned to listen and cooperate, my body has learned to speak and become confident and stronger. With each practice, I can feel the effects of closing the gap between my mind and body. My back feels stronger, and it becomes a little straighter every time. My breathing is slow and open. My shoulders feel heavy and support my weight, just like my feet do. My thoughts are focused and clear. The asana brings my mind and body together. Separate, they're useless, but together, they're dedicated and powerful. The gaps between our minds and bodies are evident in all we do. We walk without thinking, and think without an awareness of our physicality. Have you ever bumped into someone while out shopping? Was your mind elsewhere when you accidentally stepped on your cat? We can all learn to slowly draw ourselves together, become aware of how our thoughts and actions might not always match up. This isn't a battle. The fight is where our brain and body try to tear away from one another and try to transcend each other's company. Mindful practice of even the most basic tasks like driving, cleaning up, and walking is reconciliation, our opportunity to take hold of our minds and bodies, turn them toward one another, and say, now kiss and make up. There is no war within us, only the blindness to our states and conditions. Maybe there will always be a slight space between mind and body. A bit of difference is fine. Think of it as space to think and explore. But remember that a space doesn't have to be a gorge. To be strong isn't to have an interminable will or to have a muscular physique. It isn't about preferring one to the other, mind over matter, prowess over intelligence. Being strong is sensing your gaps and working with them, drawing them closer, bridging them, and learning from them. You just listened to the post titled, Integrating Mind and Body, Be Present, Reduce Stress, by Sam Russell with tinybuddha.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I really liked Sam's comparison of being mindless, like while driving, for example. We can actually apply this concept of learning to drive to the development of new behaviors or healthy habits or performing a shoulder stand. Think about how overwhelming driving felt at first when you were first learning. You get in the driver's seat. Then you have to make sure you adjust the seat to the perfect height and distance from the steering wheel. Oh, don't forget to adjust those mirrors. Now turn the engine on. Look front, back, and side to side while backing the car out of its space. Wait, don't forget to release the parking brake. Oh, and be sure you're depressing the brake pedal while you do that. Now, wait, while you're doing that, are you looking in your mirrors Don't just look backwards. Hey, watch out for that pedestrian behind you. Okay, they're waving you on. Now, slowly release the brake and tap the gas pedal. No, tap the gas pedal. That was too much. You nearly ran the pedestrian over. Ah, memories. Now think about what driving is like for you after years and years of experience. You perform all of these steps automatically. You hardly think about them. We're rarely ever truly present while we're driving. In fact, driving can feel so mundane that we want distractions to make driving more interesting, like listening to music or this podcast. So we can apply this to two aspects of our lives. One, just staying mindful and being in the moment most of the time. In fact, when we find that most of our days are spent on autopilot, we may need to remind ourselves to stop and find ways to be a bit more mindful, even if it's just for a few minutes. And two, when we're starting to learn a new behavior, remember how difficult it was learning any new behavior, like learning how to drive. It felt endlessly complicated at first, but now it's a breeze, and you could hardly imagine living life without that skill. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.